Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
On today's show, the champs are in danger of losing their playoff spot, the Nets are having their worst stretch of the season, and the former champs, the Raptors, are having their worst stretch of their season, which is really just their entire season. Hey, I'm Tass Mellis, and this is what you need to know in the NBA for Friday, May 7th. What's up, everybody? Happy Friday! If I were to say the following statement before the 2020-2021 NBA season, you would probably think I'm a madman, but it's true. Your defending champion Los Angeles Lakers are very much in danger of headed to the play-in tournament, where they would have to win one of two games to advance to the opening round as visitors versus Phoenix or Utah. Six games left. The Lakers currently don't have their starting super-duper-duper-duper star in LeBron James, their starting point guard in Dennis Schroeder, and a solid bench piece in Talen Horton-Tucker. And their biggest game left is tonight in Portland, who they're tied with for sixth. It looked like they wouldn't have Anthony Davis for it either. He left the Lakers loss Thursday versus the Clippers when he said his back, quote, locked up pretty bad in the first half. AD has had back issues a few times in his career, as recently as last year's bubble, but he's ready to go Friday to try and stay in their spot so they can avoid the play-in. Anthony Davis said post-game, the tournament wouldn't be bad for the group at all. He looked at it as an opportunity. They need more reps together playing well. Well, that was really what his point was, but ideally, he would like to avoid this scenario. Play-in starts in 11 or 12 days. They got to get it together. And it starts Friday in a game which is for the tiebreaker between LA and Portland when all is said and done. The Blazers just finished a long six-game road trip, though. Sometimes when teams come back from long trips for their first game home, they're a little sluggish in that game. You know how it is coming back from a long trip. Trips, you remember them? No, you don't. Me neither. Positive spin for the Lakers. Anthony Davis does want to play, though. He doesn't want to rest and get fully healthy along with LeBron, who could miss the next one, two, or three games, or Schroeder, who needs another week. AD wants to get after it on Friday. If they do lose to Portland, the team they would be lined up to play in the first game of the play-in tournament is the Golden State Warriors. LeBron versus Steph Curry, the guy who just grabbed a stronger grip on the scoring title lead with a 34-point game Thursday versus OKC. The Warriors moved the ball beautifully around Steph. They notched 36 assists on 42 field goals, and they're home the rest of the way. They don't have to leave Chase Center until the play-in tourney, so they should be rested and spry and fresh. Or maybe you'd rather be the Brooklyn Nets, who are going through their toughest stretch of their season right now. They suffered their season-high fourth straight loss versus Dallas on Thursday, and they're losing grips on the two seed in the Eastern Conference. But they all took the position of, this is good for us. It's happening now. Adversity. I can see them on a motivational poster. Adversity. And there isn't a problem when James Harden comes back. I'm with these guys. This is good for them. James Harden also said yesterday the plan is to return for a game or two before the playoffs. There's been a lot on Kyrie Irving to play make and score and close recently, and Harden just makes that overload go away. Kyrie did have a season-high 45 versus Dallas that took advantage of turnovers and offensive rebounds like a team playing well tends to do. Dallas is 10 games over 500 for the first time this season. Back to the Nets, though. Head coach Steve Nash pointed out that the available bodies are the most they've had all year. They have missed a lot of guys. It is a sturdier situation than the Lakers. And yeah, they're losing now, which is fine. They want to face some adversity before the postseason because they haven't had to all season long in their first season together. Mavs legend Dirk Nowitzki was courtside, and so was former President George W. Bush and former First Lady Laura Bush. Luka Doncic took a picture with the former president. Had to show that to you. I don't know why I find it so funny, but it's a hilarious photo that the Mavs posted there. I'm currently wearing a Raptors shirt because it's the end for the Toronto Raptors. They lost in perfect, heartbreaking fashion versus the Wizards Thursday. Here was the Canadian tragedy. Not playing their franchise player in Kyle Lowry to start the game, but the guy who was supposed to be their next franchise player, Pascal Siakam, tied his career high with 44 points. Fred VanVleet sends the game to overtime with a triple, and then they come up short. They're almost done mathematically from the play-in, although they're all alone for seventh in draft lottery odds. I heard the draft was deep this season. Just a note on Pascal Siakam and his 44 and his painful, painful season. He is the hero that took the fall in this season-long tragedy. The game winners that went in and out, so unlucky. The pressure of being the guy, having to change his mailing address from Toronto to Tampa, it's been tough. He takes the blame, but he has battled. Anyways, looks like it's over for Toronto. It was a run. Russell Westbrook continues his run. He had a triple-double and is now only one away from tying Oscar Robertson for the all-time lead. Wraps appear done, and even though the Bulls got Zach LaVine back from an 11-game absence, I can't believe it's been that long, looks like the Bulls are done too. LaVine had 13, and the guy he's going to want to get to know down the stretch here, Nikola Vucevic, had 29 and 14 in a win over Charlotte in what looked like a 90s throwback game. Bulls classic whites on the Hornets teal court, but they would have never worn white on the road back then. No way. Anyway, the Bulls are 3.5 games back of the Wizards for the final playoff spot, or the play-in spot, I guess we should call it, with 6 games to play. The Pistons beat the Grizzlies, who dropped to 8th in the West, and the Pacers beat the Hawks, led by Caris LeVert's 9 points in the final 2-17. It was a wild week in Indiana with an assistant coach getting suspended for yelling at a player, extensive reports about the locker room and what's going on in there. We will get into it on The Drop here on Friday. Make sure you tune in for that. I will be back Monday to give you the news as fast as I possibly can. Have a great weekend, everybody.